Hello, everyone. Welcome into the Fantasy Football Fools podcast. My name's Jesse. We got Eliseo over here.
Ahoy, hoy.
And no Brandon today.
What a loser.
The great Brandini has disappeared.
No good excuse either, I bet.
Oh, I think there may be an excuse later on in the episode.
Okay.
Teaser! somebody may not have done very well in their picks. All right.
Oh, yeah. He's too embarrassed to show his face around here.
We are 11 weeks in. It's crazy, right?
Yeah. I feel like we just started. It's like
almost over.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. What did we end? 17? No, 16. 17. I don't know.
We end 17 now.
Yeah, wow.
There's 18 games. There's 18 games. Yeah. So we end in 17. Yeah, or most of you do, I think. A lot of news. A lot of
unfortunate news.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Oh, son of a... That's going to leave a mark.
All right, Puka Nacua. He's all right. He's got a shoulder injury considered day-to-day. I don't know why I started with him. Let's get to the big ones. Joe Burrow,
that is unfortunate. Right when when it seemed like the Bengals were catching fire and things were going their way, and now
out for the season, wrist injury.
There goes my parlay. Thanks, Joe Burrow.
Devon Achane, he's back. Well, no,
he was back
for a minute,
and now he's gone again.
Same knee re-injury. I'm assuming. Look, I don't think he's going to be playing anytime soon. They're going to sit him for weeks. Obviously, he wasn't ready to come back, and he was on the IR for, what, four weeks?
Well, so. Maybe he was ready. You just never know what happens, you know? Like, anything can happen. And he said that, like, the MRI was good, right? Everything's intact. It's just, right?
Yeah. He's good. He just re-aggravated it or whatever. Yeah. If you have Achane. If you have Achane, what are you doing with him?
At this point,
you're not dropping him. You just got to throw him on your bench, right?
If you don't have a reason to drop him, it just depends on your team.
He's like so explosive that it's like, even if you got him back for
two games at the end or one game at the end, to save you.
Again,
it just depends what your team looks like. And if you are at the top, you know, if you're like looking, you're playoff bound and you can hang on to him, then hang on to him. If you are hanging out for dear life, and you need to make a move, then, you know, you might have to make a move. Now, there might be other people on your bench you can sacrifice instead of him, hoping that there's a chance, but you don't know. So it really depends on your situation. But I would say hang on to him for another week till it's more clear, like what it's looking like,
yeah.
You know? And then once there's more information, then you'll be able to decide if it's worth to hang on to him or not.
Yeah, some of us are just trying to get wins right now. Yours truly is in that category.
What's your record these days, Jesse?
In our main
after this week,
8-team league, which is the best of the best, the Beast Boys. I don't even know, 3-8 now.
I'm
like 3-6, 3-7.
No, I think after this week.
No, we're 11 games, 3-8.
Yeah, right? That's what I was saying. After this week, you are. Definitely 3-8.
Yeah, chances are, crazy enough, there's still, I think, a chance that I could make it in. That's, the benefit of a...
Like mathematically, yes, but yeah. Spiritually, emotionally...
Probably not going to happen. So, you know what? Next best thing is rooting against you, right?
Yeah. Good luck with
and
that
Brandon,
this year.
And Brandon, rooting against both you guys.
Well, Brandon's not doing that much better than you are.
I know. He's the reason I may make it in.
But him and Adam are... tied for the last spot for the playoffs.
Good thing he has Achane.
Yeah, that's gonna, yeah.
Tyreek Hill, he hurt his hand. He did return. He played. Says he's gonna be all right.
I'm sure he will.
He's just gonna run so fast that it stops hurting. He can do that. Aaron Jones.
Man, that one... It's just been a year for Aaron. I actually am an Aaron Jones owner this year, and it's just
out for the season, I believe. The MRI. That's the one. The MRI came back, and it's actually looking positive. Not positive, but
he's just had an just injury filled year, you know? It's really, what are you going to do? You can't really do much about it. It's like, okay, he's back. Nope, he's not. Okay, this week he's back. Nope, he's not. And it's just one of those years for him. Yeah, if whoever owns him, obviously you're not dropping him because he still, you know, could make some positive impact. But if you've got other players, like for me, I have him and he's one of my top choices when he is available. And I've played him every time he is available. But at this point, I'm going to, even if he's available next week, I am not going to play him because I don't know what kind of, you know, he could come back and have four carries like he did from those previous injuries. And I don't want to take the risk. So my team has been well enough without him that I'm just going to, you know, roll with the other guys. And if he comes back and he has a good performance, then I'll throw him in the week after, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that injury looked pretty bad too.
I didn't see it.
He got carted off with a towel over his head.
I did hear that he got carted off. Yes. Yeah. So you know what? It's probably going to be a couple of weeks then. Even if he's okay, it's probably going to be a couple of weeks. So there's that.
Deonta Foreman ankle. I actually don't have an update on that one. But again, not looking great over there. Make sure you monitor that. Darius Slayton arm injury.
Oh yeah, he got hit. I don't know if it's just like gonna be swollen and hurt, or if he actually like did some actual damage to it, you know. But he looked like he was in pain when he got hit, or he fell, or whatever it was.
Geno Smith hurt his elbow. Did not return to the game. I guess X-rays revealed there was no structural
damage.
Jeez, thank you. Gosh. So yeah, hopefully he'll be good to play this week. If not next, I think he'll be back in. Kenneth Walker oblique injury, also did not return to the game. Monitor his status. Oblique, you know, normally they suit up and play the next week. I guess it depends on the severity. And then Cooper Cup of coffee.
So that's interesting because earlier when you talked about Puka Nacua and you're like, oh, why am I talking about this? Let me go to the bigger one, Joe Burrow. But I'm like, but if Cooper Kupp and Puka are both hurt, that's a big deal.
That is a huge deal. Yes, I have Puka and he, you know, did an okay job with Cooper Kupp out. I think Puka's going to be okay.
That's the one thing though, is with him, with Cooper Kupp out. Because before Cooper Kupp was out, I think he had zero targets. Remember weeks ago when we were saying like, oh man, when Cooper Kupp comes back, it's going to be like, you know, like a really good duo and they're going to have so many options on offense and all this stuff. And I guess Puka Nacua like disappears in the eyes of Matt Stafford as soon as Cooper Kupp is around, you know, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that's the way I guess maybe it goes back to when he was in Detroit and was constantly just Megatron. And so maybe that's just what he's used to now at this point. It's like, it is a different offense and he has a lot more weapons than he did back then, but I guess that's just his style now. He's just used to going to his old reliable guy.
It's a low ankle sprain. So he's day to day. It's better than a high ankle sprain. I guess. So that's good. Well, there was another one I was going to talk about right now. I just saw it. Where did it go? Derek Carr. Derek Carr got hurt, obviously, the game
two weeks ago, but he's
still in concussion protocol. Just something to monitor. And then Mark Andrews has a possible chance to return this year. I think they have to make a deep playoff run, but something to also monitor if you have him or just keep, you know, if you're in the playoffs, kind of look that way. A lot of injuries this week, a little bit more than last week, and
it's been a year
every week, so get that depth on your
it has been team, a year
man. It has been a year. I don't know how many quarterbacks we're at now.
Another interesting thing that I saw that I saw somebody post about today, there's one team, I'll see if I'm sure you'll know, but there's one team where when they play other teams, obviously, hold on, let me see how I want to say this. There's a team that's been playing, right? And every week, the team that plays against them, they have a quarterback get hurt and go out. Have you noticed that pattern?
No, I haven't seen that.
So the Cleveland Browns played San Francisco. Deshaun Watson got hurt and was done for the year. Then after that, It was Minnesota Vikings, and Kirk Cousins got hurt again that game and was done for the year. And then this week, it was Joe Burrow. And it happened in a row against San Francisco every time.
Who are they playing next week?
That's I don't. Yeah, I don't remember off the top of my head.
We're gonna have to figure that out because if you have a quarterback that's playing
San Francisco, you're probably not gonna have a quarterback the week after. Yeah. It looks like.
So maybe pick up a bunch of quarterbacks. I don't know. That's something to definitely monitor. Here, so we got week 12. They're playing Seattle. Bye bye, Geno Smith. Next.
Well,
week.
He's already half out.
Uh-oh, week 13. Uh-oh.
Philly. Dude, so that is an exciting game because that's going to be... they're going to take out two Seattle quarterbacks. No, but the Philly-San Francisco game hopefully is good because that's the game that we were supposed to have to go to the Super Bowl last year, and San Francisco literally lost every quarterback. Maybe they're just playing like... It's payback because it's like you guys killed all our quarterbacks, so now we're going after your quarterbacks. But hopefully that's a good game this year because last year it should have been a good game and it wasn't because of the injuries to the San Francisco quarterback. So hopefully we have something good to look forward to in a couple of weeks.
All right. These guys were awesome.
Yeah.
I said that they were
awesome.
Jeez. Who runs this thing?
How long have we been doing this? How many
this
weeks
is,
in?
This is 50, oh, no, no. This is the 51st episode.
No, but like this year alone, forget everything else. This is week
episode,
10.
Week 11, yeah.
Week 11 and 10. Then a couple before that. So you've been doing this for a while now.
I have, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. You're mid-form.
Fool.
Mid-season form. Fools. You're doing well with the buttons. Yes.
Top quarterback of the week was Trevor Lawrence. He had...
Yeah, right after I dropped him.
262 yards passing. 2 touchdowns, another 17 yards rushing, and 2 more rushing touchdowns, 34 fantasy points in a standard 6-point quarterback league.
Yeah, there was a lot of like stretch Armstrong moves that I saw from him that game.
They're playing Tennessee, which, you know, they're okay. They're not, you know, crazy. Well, I guess now they give up a lot of points to the quarterback. Number 2 quarterback, Brock Purdy. They were playing Tampa Bay, which is a pretty good matchup. He had 333 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, 29 fantasy points. He's been pretty good. Just consistently a good quarterback. Not a big boom guy, I guess, but just consistent.
With that team.
Yeah.
I could put up points with that team. No, I couldn't. No, yeah, I could.
Number 3, Josh Allen. Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson finally up there getting a good week. And then Jordan Love was up there this week with 322 yards passing and 2 touchdowns. He was playing the Chargers. Chargers give up a lot of yards.
The Chargers, and I said this at the beginning of the season, and I think I said it last year too, they're trending in the wrong direction, and they really shouldn't be. Like with that team, they should be winning a lot more of these games, and they are not. They were really close to the playoffs, what was it, 2 years ago? And I don't know what's going on, but something is afoot.
I heard a rumor, could be a total rumor, but Brandon Staley may be fired.
Oh, yeah. That's what it seems like.
And Bill Belichick maybe will be joining the Chargers.
That's like a hot take. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard it somewhere. Obviously, it's a rumor.
It's the rumor mill.
But let's go to receivers of the week. Calvin Ridley on your team got you 103 receiving yards, 2 touchdowns. He also, you know, ran the ball for 18 yards, 24 fantasy points. How do you feel about that?
On my bench.
On your bench.
But, I mean, he hasn't been doing anything all year, so.
Yeah, fair enough. They're playing Tennessee again, give up a lot of points, good matchup. And then here's the other one. We talked about Brock Purdy, Brandon Ayuk, 156 yards and a touchdown. Against that Tampa Bay defense that is pretty holy in the secondary there. You got Tyreek Hill up there. Tank Dell having a game. 20 fantasy points, 149 yards and a touchdown. He's good. Keenan Allen, Khalil Shakir, somebody to monitor up there on the Buffalo Bills. 115 yards and a touchdown. He's been quietly doing some good work over there. And then another one I want to talk about kind of down here. He's maybe in number 12 this week. Jaden Reed and Darius Slayton both bringing in some points this week.
So. Didn't Slayton get hurt? I just thought about that.
Yeah, he did. I think we talked about that. But he still had 82 yards and a touchdown before that happened. I think Slayton always gets hurt. The Giants always get hurt, right? Running back of the week, Saquon Barkley. I was playing against him. Wonderful. 25 fantasy points, 83 yards rushing, 57 yards receiving, two touchdowns. Jaylen Warren.
Is he the new number one down there, up there?
It looks like he might be.
I think they said that he was going to be the new.
I mean, I think he only got 9 rushing attempts, but he had 129 yards and a touchdown. So he off that big.
What did the rest of the backs do over there?
I have no idea.
Are they running with 3 backs or just him and Najee?
I think it's him and Najee for the most part. And Najee's not even on, you know, the top 25 right here. So not good for Najee. Good for Jaylen Warren, number 2 of the week. Devin Singletary over in Houston, man, he's been good too. 112 yards and a touchdown, 18 fantasy points. That Houston offense is just rolling.
But also, like, I think he's... See, I don't know, man, because he was on a good team with Buffalo, but they didn't really run the ball a lit. And he did have a lot of opportunities, but nothing really happened for him over there. I don't know what the difference is in this Houston team, but he's getting the same amount of opportunities, but he's really making the most of them. I don't know, maybe he's got a chip on his back because he got traded or whatever, but he's having a career year. Good for him.
Yeah, and Gus Edwards also having a great year. 62 yards and 2 more touchdowns. He's like a touchdown machine, this guy. So, if you got him, good for him. DeAndre Swift, James Cook, Joe Mixon, David Montgomery, all up there in the tops category. Let's move on to tight end. George Kittle's on the board, 89 yards and a touchdown, 14 fantasy points. Kind of a low point scoring week for tight ends here, which is most weeks, but there was only 3 in double digits. You know who the other 2 were? You got George Kittle. Who do you think the other 2 double-digit tight ends were for the week? I feel like I should give you money if you get them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not even going to, can't even think of.
Stone Smart was one of them from the LA Chargers. He is 0% rostered.
Of course.
51 yards and a touchdown, 11 fantasy points. And coming in at number 3 with 10 fantasy points, 47 yards and a touchdown, is none other than, everyone knows, Josh Oliver.
Josh Oliver, of course. 0%
rostered.
I can't believe I didn't say Josh Oliver.
The Minnesota Vikings. So, man, when Brandon says, you know, throw a dart, man. You never know. And just to put this in perspective, Dalton Schultz was number 4, 87% rostered. And then Luke Schoenmaker, was number 5 at 0% rostered. So 3 of the top 5 tight ends were 0% rostered this week. Travis Kelce, man, not making the top 5. Where's Taylor at?
That's a good it's not a good strategy, but it might pay off. It's kind of like hitting the lottery, but if you take one of those guys in like daily fantasy, you know, for like $200,
yeah,
you know, and you just happen to hit, you know, like that.
Yeah. It can make a big difference, yeah. And you get more money for other guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Kicker of the week. We got 3 kickers of the week. They all tied with 17 points. You got Will Lutz from Denver, Tyler Bass from Buffalo, and Cairo Santos from Chicago. Those guys helped you win or didn't. I don't know.
Okay.
One of the 2. And then the defense of the week, New York Giants. Who would have thunk? Playing against Washington, maybe that's why. They had 23 points. They had 4 sacks, 3 interceptions, 3 fumble recoveries, a touchdown. Yeah, they were good. And there's actually 3 teams in the 3 defenses in the 20s. 23 points for New York Giants. Buffalo had 22 points against the Jets. And Dallas had 21 points against Carolina. So
that reminds me, other news, not injury, but Zach Wilson has been officially benched.
I think I heard he was like third string. They didn't even just bench him. They moved him down.
Oh, I don't even know. I know he got benched on the during the game, and then they announced now that he's not going
to
start next
week. Again, could be Rumorville, but yeah, I heard he's all the way to third string now. So they were like, nope, go
down. They need to ship him out. He's not, you know.
Yeah.
He'll never be a starter in New York again. So this offseason.
Or anywhere else.
Well, I know, but like... he could go be a backup somewhere else. You know, I think it's just like once in a market like New York, pretty much anywhere, but especially New York or how it was in Oakland or, you know, those like big, strong places, you know, those like Pittsburgh would be another one. Like once you lose the fans there, like you're done. Again, that would be anywhere, but there's some places specifically more than others. And I think his time as a Jet was over, and now it's like just blown to smithereens. So they need to either move him along so he can get another opportunity somewhere else, or yeah, they need to do something.
You should just call every team that plays the San Francisco 49ers.
But yeah, I don't think he'll go be a starter anywhere. I think he'll be a backup somewhere else.
All right, let's go the other way.
You blew it!
So... for quarterbacks,
Zach Wilson.
for quarterbacks, actually, this week it wasn't too bad. There wasn't really a face plant, other than like Drew Lock with -2 or Bryce Young with -1. But those people you're not really playing anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, some people might.
Maybe. But I mean, you don't expect Bryce Young to do very well. If you do, then you're probably not winning very much. I mean, his last three games, 6-5 and now -1. So,
yeah,
you know, but, what we did have was wide receivers who were in the fantasy faceplant category. So Garrett Wilson, you expect to do pretty well.
Not with Zach Wilson.
No, but, -2 points is pretty bad.
So he got one catch and a fumble or something, right?
Yeah. 9 yards, 2 receptions, 9 yards and a fumble. So he didn't do you any good there. He actually hurt you because he had -points. Stephon Diggs, you expect to do well, right?
Yeah.
2 points, 4 receptions, 27 yards. Rough week for him. Jalen Waddle. Okay, I say that because, you know, Tyreek is good, but they got to pass the ball to somebody else, right?
Yeah.
Tyreek went out for a while in this game. His hand was hurt.
Yeah.
But Waddle had 4 receptions for 55 yards and only 4 points, which means he probably had a fumble. And then going on to running back, Derrick Henry on my team. Oh, Waddle was on my team, by the way, in case you want to know that. Henry is also on my team. 10 carries for 38 yards and 1 catch for 6 yards. He had 3 fantasy points.
Wow. The beginning of the end.
Najee Harris, we talked about this earlier. He had 3 points, 12 carries for 35 yards. That's a horrible yard average per carry there.
Well, how many carries was it?
12 carries, 35 yards.
Oh, yeah, because then Warren had 8 carries.
And 1 catch for 1 yard.
Jeez, yeah.
And then Austin Eckler, also on my team. He's great.
So many big names, man. But...
Austin Eckler's great. He had 4 points, 10 carries, 64 yards, 2 catches for 6 yards and 1 fumble. No, I'm not done. One more running back, Josh Jacobs, not on my team. But he's been doing great, right? He's been killing it. 4 fantasy points, 14 carries, 39 yards. I mean, they're playing Miami. And so,
I mean, he should have been able to run.
He should have been better. Tight end, Jake Ferguson. Yeah, he's been doing pretty good. He only got you 3 fantasy points this week, and Sam Laporta on your team, I believe.
Yep.
3 fantasy points.
Yep.
He did have a 2-point conversion, which means 2 of those points were
from that. Yeah.
So those guys are not helping you on the week. Some of it's bad matchups. Some of it's bad players. Just keep monitoring. And
well, Laporta specifically, the past few weeks has definitely taken a cliff dive.
Well, and Waddle the whole year just hasn't been that great.
Yeah.
You know, he's just...
It's because all those running backs are going off over there. And when it's not one of the running backs, it's Hill.
Hill's been killing it, yeah. And playing the Raiders, I mean, you're going to have those holes, you know. A Raiders defense looked, you know,
They actually played really well, especially like at the end of the game.
But did you see the stat? I mean, Miami has only, no, I guess the Raiders now are included in that. They've only won games
from teams with.
So there you go. Shows you a little bit something. When it gets to playoff time, it's going to be rough.
It's not going to be good for them.
Waiver wire week.
Week?
11.
Oh.
Waiver wire week 11. Here we go. Running backs. Are you picking up Keaton Mitchell?
I think if you haven't, you already missed it because somebody else probably already did. I had him for a while. I dropped him and somebody else picked him up in our league. So I'm pretty sure he got a lot of attention for those 2 weeks where he scored 2 weeks in a row. Got a lot of attention. So I'm pretty sure he's almost gone in every league. But if he's still there, I would say probably not. He's not getting enough work. And like we talked about Edmonds. No. Who? Oh, God. I was thinking Chase Edmonds. No. Jesus Christ. Who's the running back?
For what, Baltimore?
Yeah.
Gus Edwards?
Edwards. Jesus. I was thinking Edmonds. Edwards. Edwards is getting all the goal line, you know, and Mitchell will get stuff here and there, but unless he breaks out for a 25, 30, 40-yard run, you're not really going to get much out of him because he's not getting enough work, and he's definitely not the goal line guy. So if you want, again, if you want to throw a dart, you could hit, but probably not likely. If you got room on the roster, then sure, pick him up in case you need him, but without, like, an injury or something, like he's gonna just
I think Gus Bus is where it's at over there.
Yeah.
Zach Charbonnet, Seattle Seahawks, 34% rostered. He's getting a lot more work, and of course Kenneth Walker.
Yeah, especially so I would say he's above Mitchell at this point.
Yeah, he's up there, probably gonna be a big pickup this week, especially with 34% rostered. Here's another one. So I have Alexander Mattison, and he got hurt. I think he's going to be okay in play, but Ty Chandler has just been looking pretty explosive, pretty good out there, 27% rostered.
But what did he do this week? He didn't really do that much this week.
I don't think he had a touchdown or anything. He just looks good. Like, he has some explosive plays. He can just take off real quick. He's very Tyreek Hill with the speed, you know. And that can kind of, you want those boom or bust guys, especially right now when I'm trying to get wins and trying to get in the playoffs.
You just got
to
go for those Hail Marys. Yeah.
And I mean, that's why I played, you know, Puka this week, because he can get those big games. I was looking at who to play and people that could get those big boom games. Didn't work out for me, but.
That was my next question.
Well, my bench didn't look any better. So at least I didn't set a horrible lineup. All right. We talked about Keaton Mitchell a little bit. Guys to stash, maybe. Daryl Henderson. You know, Kyren Williams is coming back. I have Henderson on my team. I don't know if I want to drop him or not. I think he's probably droppable.
Well, again, look at what happened with in other places where, like A-Chan. It's like he comes back and he gets hurt. So it's like you don't really want to drop him.
If you can stash him, stash him.
Yeah. Again, same. It could be for a couple of weeks or whatever until you have a better idea of what's going on. But definitely don't drop him.
Yes. And then wide receivers. Josh Downs from the Colts. He's been silently doing a pretty good job.
He's getting down.
He's averaging like 16 points per game. Or he did like in October, I believe. So I think it depends on a matchup, but he can be explosive as well. 47% rostered. And Odell Beckham had a great game, over 100 yards, I believe. Only 33% rostered. So someone you may look to pick up. Mark Andrews is gone. They got to throw the ball somewhere, right? Is it Odell? Is it Rashad Bateman?
Isaiah Likely.
Yeah, Isaiah Likely is gonna have a big. We'll talk about that in tight ends probably coming up. Jaden Reed from the Green Bay Packers, 32% rostered. Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs are there as well, but he's been looking pretty good.
I say Reed is really good because he caught my attention a couple of weeks ago, And I actually played him in Daily Fantasy this past week, and he did well. Like, but I was like, yeah, this guy's like crawling up on the charts, so he's somebody to look out for. If he's available, that's a good pickup, I think, this week.
Yeah, now's the time that these rookies actually start to come out. You know, they're developed, they've learned the playbook, they've got some time on the field under their belt, and I think that they start to show what they got. Jahan Dotson, 55% rostered. If he's out there, Sam Howell's been throwing that ball all over the field. Although Sam Howell, I think, got hurt too this week.
No, he came back in.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then we talked about earlier, Khalil Shakir, only 1% rostered.
But that is a dart throw, man, because it's like Gabe Davis. And then
yeah, but Gabe Davis hasn't been that good. I think Khalil may be the wide receiver two on this team. Again, like in our 8-man league.
I think Kincaid is the wide receiver two.
Well, yeah, you're probably right about that. But, you know, depending on the matchup, if it's going to be a high scoring matchup, someone to take a look at. I mean, he had a 115-yard performance against the Jets.
Yeah.
So, you know. And then Jackson Smith-Njigba. 48% rostered. Again, that rookie could be coming out this
well, it depends on the quarterback situation there.
Well, that's true. I mean, it looks like...
if he plays.
It looks like Geno's still going to play. But yeah, definitely check that out. Tight ends, before we go to quarterbacks here. Tight ends, Taysom Hill. He was probably dropped out there a lot. 45% rostered. He still is that boomer bust type of guy, you know? So if you're looking for... a dart throw, then check him out. And of course, we talked about it, Isaiah Likely, 2%.
Yeah, that was weird. I think we talked about it last time. It's like when Carr got hurt, why wouldn't they just go to him more? It was weird that they didn't. And then he like scored very little that week. And it's like you would think he would have gone off, but he didn't. So that's a weird situation.
Well, it's Jameis Winston. He just likes to chuck the ball.
No, but I mean, they would have put him in a quarterback instead of Jameis Winston for a couple of plays, you know, and they didn't.
It's interesting. Like they don't really trust him at quarterback. I feel like they never put him in there for.
Well, he did get a chance like a while back. I think when they benched Jameis Winston, I think he started a few games and he didn't do great. He does great as like the random wild card type player, yeah. But when he's a starting quarterback, he didn't do well.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield, 27% rostered. He didn't have a great week, but I mean he's been okay. He's been. You know, kind of just average, but like, you know, kind of consistent, I guess. So if that's something you're looking for, maybe pick him up. Derek Carr coming back. I guess he's been back. He's just, no, he's in.
No, he's, no, yeah. Still. He hasn't, yeah.
30% rostered now. He was dropped.
But I mean, there's a good chance that throughout the week he's, you know, comes back. Because it was just, I mean, it's Monday, you know, so it's only been a week and it's a bye week. So I'm sure... when they go back to practice, that might change.
You know, just side note, there's only two players that have not skipped a week from the concussion protocol. I don't know who the first player was, but the second player was this week, and that was Alexander Mattinson, and he did play. Good, just a fun little fact right there.
So fun.
So Derek Carr is 30% rostered. What do you think Jameis Winston is?
5.2%
roster.
Yeah.
So someone maybe to the... And look, it's rough out there. It's rough sledding. I get it. But you got to look as deep as you can to try to get those guys that are going to be gems in the haystack. Some defenses maybe to look at. Miami Dolphins. They looked good. This week against the Raiders.
But it is the Raiders.
It is the Raiders. Cincinnati Bengals, 40% rostered.
I feel like that's probably not a good call at this point, depending on who they're playing. But because their offense is going to have problems, that means their defense is going to be exhausted. And so I would not recommend picking them up unless they're playing like the Jets or something, you know?
And Kenny Pickett got hurt too, didn't he? Yeah, he did. I don't think I mentioned him.
I don't know, but he's not good. So
I think he came back in. Well, he has thrown 2 touchdown passes in his last 7 games.
And
I think the Bengals are... I could be wrong, but I think the Bengals are playing them. So, All right. Yes, that was the waiver wire. So go pick up those guys.
Or don't.
All right, let's talk about the weekly matchups.
Yes.
It was a fun week.
Was it? I don't remember.
For me, it was a fun
week. Oh, okay.
So last week we picked Cincinnati at Baltimore, Pittsburgh at Cleveland.
Yeah, I remember now.
Giants at Washington, Minnesota at Denver, and Philly at Kansas City. Here was the result. Cincinnati at Baltimore. Baltimore was favored by 3 points. You both picked Cincinnati, and I said, I'll go against you and I'll pick Baltimore.
That sucks because of the injury. Let me say something before we
before
move
I
on
say
with
the
this.
Score.
I just want to say that like it's such a bummer, and I know that I'm speaking as a fan. Obviously, I know that it doesn't affect me personally in any way. So I'm sure that I am not more bummed out about this than the actual people who affects the players, their families, their teammates, all that stuff. But it is such a bummer when a player gets hurt and is out because. Well, for them, obviously, for obvious reasons. But as a fan, it sucks because, like for example, last year when San Francisco and the Eagles were playing, and then San Francisco didn't have a quarterback, that game was supposed to be like really good. Everybody was looking forward to it. Everybody was really excited about it. And then that is not the way that you want it to go. You know, same thing with this. It's like not only Joe Burrow, but also Mark Andrews. You know, they're on like two teams that have a real shot. And then you lose a big piece like that, and you're like, oh, well, what if, you know? So that's really just depressing as a fan to see that. It's like, I don't want to see people get hurt. I want to see them go and leave it all out on the field and just, like, put on the best performance they can. And that's how it's more fun for the fans, you know? So it's just a real bummer that these things happen. And so because of that, I think that this game particularly, not that I would have won. I'm just saying, like, it would have been way more fun to watch if both teams were at their top, you know, that they're, like, being able to, I don't know, it's just a rant that I wanted to say. Like, it's just kind of depressing to see stuff like this happen.
Yeah, I mean, you get a perfect example of that with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Jets fans, you know, said, oh, this is going to be a great season.
Yeah.
Look at what's happened. So
I'm going to hang on to the fact that I don't think that they're a quarterback away, although their defense is great. I don't think that they were Super Bowl bound, even with Aaron Rodgers.
No, maybe not, but I think that they would have been a lot better. I mean, look, Aaron Rodgers is good, and their defense is great. So he didn't have to do that much just to get them to the playoffs. Granted, yeah, they may have not made it to the Super Bowl, but I think they could have made it to the
playoffs. They would have had like a...
Yeah, I think they can still make it to the playoffs, which is crazy to think about, but so can the Raiders, which is also crazy to think about. Anyway, Baltimore 34, Cincinnati 20. Baltimore covered, obviously. I won that one. Pittsburgh at Cleveland... Cleveland by 3.5 points. You both picked Pittsburgh, you and Brandon. And I said, okay, I'll pick Cleveland. And I didn't like this pick. I remember saying, I'm not excited about this because they had a rookie quarterback. We didn't know what was going to happen. But I said, all you have to do is lose by less than three. Well, they won 13-10. They beat Pittsburgh, and so I won that one also.
What was the spread on that? Cleveland?
3.5.
Cleveland minus 3.5?
Yes.
Then you didn't win. The score was 13-10.
Oh, Cleveland was favored. I did not win that one. You are correct. You are correct.
Ah, now you're trying to cheat your way.
You are correct. Well, now I'm going to have to recalculate this stuff. Man, okay, hold on a second here. Let me just do this. All right. So... that should be easy. So one less for me, one more for you. Next game was New York Giants at Washington. Make sure you
I'm gonna
double check
everything. Yeah,
work
I'm gonna
here.
Check everything you're saying now. I don't even know.
Washington by 10 points. This one's pretty easy. You both pick Washington. and the Giants won 31-19. So I win. I picked the Giants on
okay,
this one.
Okay. That checks out.
Minnesota at Denver was the fourth game we picked. Denver by 1.5 points. Brandon picked Denver. Denver won 21-20. But remember, 1.5 points.
1.5. So
you and me pick Minnesota. We both win that one. And then Philly at Kansas City. Kansas City by 2.5 points. This game just ended. Of course, we record this on Monday night. They are actually just, we're watching on TV, no sound on. They're interviewing Travis Kelce right now. They're asking him where Taylor Swift is. Why is
that's all anybody cares about anymore now, you know? It's like, you could have played better if she was here, man. Where is she?
That's exactly what they're saying right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so 2.5 points, Kansas City. It was Kansas City 17, Philly 21. Brandon picked Kansas City. You and me both picked Philly, so we both win that, which means previously, me and Brandon were 18-17, and you were 19-16. And now I'm going to have to redo this. So why don't you talk about the game tonight on Monday night?
The game was really good. It was kind of a defensive battle, you know? Like, what was it at? Towards the end of the first half, it was 7-7. And then with like under 2 minutes left-ish, around the two-minute mark, Kansas City scored another touchdown. And then I blinked, and then they got the ball back again. And then they kicked a field goal, so then it was 17-7 at halftime. And then the Eagles came soaring back and
soaring.
And scored and took the lead. And in the fourth quarter, Mahomes throws a dime to none other than Stonehands 2 from Green Bay, Marcus Valdes-Scantling.
It was a touchdown, man.
He was at about the 3 yard line. The ball hit him directly in both hands. Like he was like he like turned to the side a little bit. It was like a perfect pass, a perfect route. Everything was great. Hit him in both hands and he dropped the ball. That was like if he caught it and just fell, he would have been in the end zone.
Yep.
Because he did fall in the end zone, but they just bounced off his hands, hit him in the helmet, and that was it. And that was the game. That would have won the game.
Yep.
And he lost the game. Also, before that, there was a really, really late hit on Patrick Mahomes, which is why that drive kept going. And I said, if Philadelphia loses, it's because of this stupid, and it was stupid. Like, yeah. He threw the ball. You can see in the slow-mo, the defender is coming at him. He throws the ball, and then the guy turns his head down to hit him, and he hits him. And, of course, 15 yards, automatic first down. So that drive kept going. And then it would have been even better, except good old MDS is still the same guy.
Rick Haynes.
It's like Baby Lazard, just faster.
All right, so this week was still good for me. So I was 4-1. Previously 5-0, but we fixed that. 4-1 in my picks. You were 3-2, and Brandon was 1-4.
Music to my ears.
So that brings Brandon all season record to 19-21, losing. you have a winning record, 22-18.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have 22-18. So,
it's like you guys are just clawing at me for second place, and I'm just kind of letting you guys play along.
Talking about
a little
bit, you and me have the same record.
No, I know, and I did with Brandon last week, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So did. I'm just like gonna keep doing my thing, and you guys are gonna keep trying to claw.
No,
at
no,
my
no.
Crown.
You were ahead of us.
I was ahead.
You were ahead by one game.
I'm so trying to make it interesting. Trying to make it interesting.
So let's pick this week's games. We do have Brandon's picks here as well. San Francisco at Seattle. San Francisco is 7-3. Seattle is 6-4. San Francisco is favored by 7 points, and the over-under is 43 on this game.
Listen, Seattle has been able to score, and they will continue to be able to score. But this San Francisco defense is the real deal, and I don't think that Seattle is in the same category as San Francisco. Like, not even close. And San Francisco already lost 3 games, which is more than I thought they'd lose. There's no way they're going to lose again. So even if Seattle can score a little bit, it's San Francisco. And they're, again, another completely different tier. So give me San Francisco all day.
All right. And Brandon also picked San Francisco.
Because he's following my lead. Even when he's not here, he's trying to copy me.
You know what that means. All right.
So you're going to take Seattle. Please take Seattle.
Here's the deal. I don't like taking this. San Francisco is a great team. They have great weapons. They're getting it done. Seattle is getting a little bit better. You know, they're kind of coming into their own. They don't have Kenneth Walker anymore, or they may. I don't know. But
I think Seattle hit their their peak and are already coming down.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. One of two things is going to happen, as I like to say around here, is that Geno Smith is going to get knocked out of the game like San Francisco does to everybody. Or, you know, he's just going to...
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though.
He's just going to say, everybody writes me off, but I'm not writing back, and he's going to get it done. Now, okay, here's the thing. I don't think they're going to win, but all they have to do is lose by less than 7 points. I'll go with Seattle. All right, moving on to Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. Pittsburgh is 6-4. Cincinnati's 5-5. Cincinnati's favored by 1 point. Over-under is 34.5. Brandon picked Cincinnati in this game. And, man, it's going to be tough. They're going to have a backup quarterback. I don't even know who that is. Pittsburgh's not great either, though, with Pickett to Pickens in Pittsburgh. It hasn't been a thing, really.
No, and it never will be.
I have Pickens, and I want to pick him off of my team.
Pick your eyeballs out.
But still, Pittsburgh has a great defense. I think that they can do a little damage to Cincinnati. They're going to rush the passer. I think they're going to get to him enough to win this game. And this really has to be a win. It's Cincinnati by 1 point. So when I'm picking Pittsburgh, it has to be a win. They're not going to cover with points, and I'll take Pittsburgh.
This is going to be a terrible, terrible game. This is going to be like a 12-9 game, you know, because both the
so
other offenses
the
are
under.
This is ugly. I'm going to take Cincy just because I believe they're a better team overall, even without Joe Burrow, because Pittsburgh's not great. But it's just going to be bad. This could go either way at this point, you know, but I'm going to go with Cincy just because I have a little more faith in them than Pittsburgh.
Next up, Jacksonville at Houston. This is a division matchup. Jacksonville 7-3, Houston 6-4. This is for first place, essentially. Jacksonville is favored by 1 point. Over and under is 48.5. That's a nice big over and under. It's going to be a lot of offense, according to Vegas here. You want to go with Brandon first, or you want to go first?
You.
Right? Oh, yeah, me first. Okay. Jacksonville is like a quietly good team, you know? Like, I didn't think they haven't been looking very good.
They're not making a lot of they're like quietly.
Yeah.
They've been in first place pretty much the whole time. They had a kind of a slow start, but then they picked it up and they've been in first the whole time. So it's just like they haven't been making any like big noise, There hasn't really. And then they played like a good team and got demolished. I forgot who it was. I don't know if it was.
They're just flying under the radar basically right there. But, you know, Houston with CJ Stroud, he's been great. And I mean, just everybody on that team, Tank Dell, Nico, I have Nico. He didn't have a great week, but I mean, Noah Brown, Devin Singletary, they got some offense there, you know? And here's the other part of it, though. They don't have a defense, so it's just a high-scoring battle, and who's going to score more points is what this comes down to. I think that even though CJ Stroud doesn't have as much experience as Trevor Lawrence, I think he's better, and I think Houston is going to get it done. I'm going to take Houston in this matchup.
You said Texas doesn't have an offense, right?
No, Texas does have an offense.
Oh, you said they did. I thought you said they didn't have
an
offense.
No, they don't have a defense.
I'm sorry. I said, yeah, you're right. Defense. You said they don't have a defense. And Trevor Lawrence is good, and that team does have a good offense. So like you said, it's going to be an offensive battle. But the Jaguars do have a better defense than the Texans, and I think that's what's making the difference for me. So I'm going to go with the Jaguars. Because like I said, they're both good or whatever, but this is actually going to be a pretty defining moment for both of those teams, I think. Not so, like, if Houston loses, it's going to be like, oh, okay, well, yeah, it's Trevor Lawrence and they're doing good. But if they happen to win, it's going to be like a huge deal for Texas. I don't think it's going to happen, but it'll be close, but I don't think it's going to happen. So give me Trevor Lawrence.
Brandon picked Houston with me.
See, that's what's going to make the difference next week for us, this game.
Cleveland.
And every other game.
Cleveland at Denver. Cleveland is 7-3. Denver's only 5-5. But don't be fooled by that. Denver's favored in this matchup by 1.5 points. And the over and under is a whopping 35.5 points. That's like a 16-17. You go first. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Denver has been playing really high, and they're like feeling really great, and they're winning some games, and they're making stuff happen. And now they're like, maybe playoffs, maybe like in the hunt all of a sudden. They have been playing better, but I don't think they're good. And Cleveland is one of those teams where you're like, why do they keep winning? You know, how do they keep doing this? And I think that's actually a pretty good matchup against Denver. And because Cleveland has a good defense, I think this is the end of the little streak for the Broncos. So I will take
Cleveland.
Yeah, what was the spread? I mean, I'm going to do it.
Denver by 1.5 points.
Oh, yeah. Cleveland. I was going to do it anyways, but I was like, wait, where were we? I'm like, yeah.
By 14 points.
Yeah, I was like, wait, no.
Brandon also picked Cleveland.
Damn it. Do it. Do go with the Broncos. They're terrible. I hope you go with them.
Look, I mean, you're right. Cleveland is another team that just keeps getting it done kind of quietly. I mean, like, who's the best receiver on Cleveland?
On Cleveland?
Yeah.
No, it's Amari Cooper.
I know, yeah, but it took you a minute. Who's the running back over there?
The guy that replaced.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, it's so.
I mean, but my point is, like, they're not making a lot of noise again. It's another team.
It's another team that's just winning, yeah. And you're like, how are they winning so much? Yeah,
they're not in the fantasy.
Wait, even better question is, who's their quarterback?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It's what's his face? That's his name, right? Look, that's the crazy part is like, I think that they have a good defense. I think they could get it done. Denver is on this crazy hot streak. I think a lot of this has to do with their coaching. The team's just rallying, kind of like the Raiders.
But like, who have they been? I mean, they beat Kansas City, so that was a big one. But who else have they beaten in the last couple of weeks?
They beat another good team. I don't remember who it is. Was that this week?
Let me check. So yeah, I'll check.
Yeah, look it up. But I mean, like, they lost by 70 points to Miami, you know, earlier in the season. And everyone's like, oh, let's target that defense, you know?
Yeah.
And now their defense is just turning it around like a complete 180.
Okay, so they beat Buffalo. That was the other one.
Yeah, I mean, like, Buffalo's not that great.
So they beat Green Bay, which is like, okay, Green Bay's terrible. Yeah. Then they beat Kansas City. Then they had a bye week. Then they beat Buffalo. And then now they beat Minnesota. And Kansas City, Buffalo, and Minnesota are all like top teams.
Yeah. The thing about it, like Kansas City, I kind of understand because when you play in your division, you play harder. Like, you know how you play them twice a year. You know how these guys play. You know what they're about. And that's why those division matchups are.
This is actually pretty interesting because they're playing Cleveland, which I think they'll lose. But then, like, their schedule is not the worst. They have Houston after that. And that technically should be another loss. Mm-hmm. But again, we'll see because the defense, you know. And then they have the Chargers, which at this point they can beat the Chargers because the Chargers are so bad now. And then they have Detroit, which is probably another loss. New England, which they could win. And then the Chargers again, which they could win. So like they could like end up with a pretty decent, surprisingly decent like record at the end of all this. I don't they're not going to make the playoffs, but it's just interesting to see like what's left on their schedule.
I mean, they're ahead of the Raiders to make the playoffs now, but
it's not going to happen.
Dorian Thompson Robinson is Cleveland quarterback. Because of that, I'm going to go ahead and take Denver. Hopefully they get it done. They do have to win outright because they are favored by 1.5 points. Last final game, Buffalo at Philly. Look, Buffalo's not looking that great. They're 6-5. Philly's 9-1. Philly's only favored by 3, and the over-under is 47.5. And Brandon took Philly. You said, hey, they're going to do it again. They're going to be 10-1. And why would you not? They're 9-1, right? Man, as much as I'd love to pick Buffalo, I'm pretty sure this is going to be a clean sweep for all of us. And I think Philly's definitely going to get it done.
Yeah, Buffalo is in a bad spot. It's just not looking good. I mean, they're still a good team. They're still going to make the playoffs. Well, even that's kind of up in the air at this point because they haven't been doing well. They lost to a couple teams that they shouldn't have lost to. They're just not looking like themselves. And I know they had injuries, right? Like do they have defensive injuries and stuff plaguing them this year?
Yeah, but they just, I don't think
that's just like, they're just not, yeah, they're just not at the level that they have or what everybody's used to seeing them over the past few years, you know? They still have the team for it, but it's just not. I think
they fired their offensive coordinator, right?
They did, yeah. And I mean, yeah, when you lose games like that, when you lose against Denver, you know, you have to make moves. But yeah, like you said, they're. I think it's going to be a clean sweep because right now the way that the Eagles are playing and the way that Buffalo is playing, it's not even a close call.
So Philly triple special right there. We'll see how that plays out. Let's get into the final segment.
Nice.
All right, who's doing the drops over here?
You tell me.
Balls to the Wall, last week, you had Trey McBride going for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns.
He did excellent.
He did 43 yards.
Yep.
Hey, that's better than 42 yards. Brandon had Tony Pollard. He said he's finally going to do it. He's finally
going to do it.
Not just one touchdown. He's going to get 2. No, he's going to get 3. And he's going to have 100 yards. Well, he had 80 yards. He was kind of close there. And he finally had a touchdown.
Whoa.
Not 3. Just 1. But still, hey, you know, it takes.
That's like, if not this week, when? And it was like, well, he did like okay, but definitely not.
I mean, balls to the wall to him because he has 0 touchdowns.
I guess that's pretty, yeah.
I think, yeah, last touchdown was in like week 3 or something. I have to look mine up because he actually played tonight. And, you know, I guess I just wasn't really prepared here, was I? So let me look him up real quick and I'll tell you what he did. But, yeah, until that, tell these people something fun.
I could have said,
okay,
like,
that's enough. I got it. All right. I picked off the rails here. Ty Chandler. I said he was going to do 18 carries for 87 yards.
And then Mattinson
had a touchdown.
Played.
And then I said, there's a little extra. He's going to have 2 catches for 13 yards and another touchdown. So I was a little bit off. He had 10 carries for 73 yards and 4 catches for 37 yards. He just didn't have the touchdown.
That's really a little bit off, you know? What's a couple of touchdowns?
Hey, man, you know, like, I mean, I said, what did I say, 87 yards? He had, what did I say, 73 yards? That was pretty close. And I said he's going to have 13 yards through the air. And he had 37 through the air. He just didn't get the touchdowns. So
yeah, but like that's such a big part of it.
It is a huge part. It is a huge part. He had 10 fantasy points instead of
30 or whatever you were projecting him to do.
So let's talk about this week.
We talked about mine. Yeah, mine was awful. Okay, keep going.
Let's do Brandon's here. So Brandon says week 12, you got to get 2-2 at well. As you know, Cooper Kupp hurt, Puka possibly hurt. So Tutu's the man, right? He's going to have 6 catches for 120 yards and a touchdown, according to the great Brandino. Well, who's your balls to the wall this week?
Okay, I'm going to go with a guy that I never thought that I would choose because he's just not that type of guy. And a situation has arrived or come up in which he could be that guy. So I'm going to go with wide receiver Rashad Bateman. We know that Mark Andrews is out. Isaiah Likely will definitely have an impact there, but not big enough. And they're playing the Chargers this week, and we just talked about how terrible the Chargers have been. And the opposite can be said for Baltimore right now. They're doing really great. So Baltimore against the Chargers, I'm going to go with Rashad Bateman, 150 yards and one touchdown. Now, I would say more touchdowns, but Gus Bus and Lamar both run it in a ton. So I'm going to say one touchdown, but definitely I think this the Chargers team can be burned through the air, and they will. 150 yards, one touchdown, Rashad Bateman.
That's like 21 points, so that's great, you know, if that happens. I have similar yardage on mine, so mine is also a wide receiver who is playing. Well, first of all, this wide receiver, the last couple of weeks, he's been 84 yards and a touchdown, 92 yards and a touchdown. He's been kind of showing you what he's got. I think maybe possibly becoming the number one on his team, which is crazy because there should be another number one over there. But he's playing Detroit this week, who gives up the seventh most points to wide receivers. And I'm talking about Jaden Reed from the Green Bay Packers. I think he's going to, you know, hit that 100 mark and more, 147 yards and two touchdowns this week. So
now you're just getting greedy, but okay.
No, I mean, he's done 84 and one, 92 and one. He's playing a team that gives up the seventh most points. I mean, it's possible, you know, he can do it. So 147 and two, get Jaden Reed, put him in your lineup. Boom or bust. That's all we got for you today. TheFantasyFootballFools.com. Go check us out. Yeah, tell your friends that we are fools and we know exactly what we're talking about and to listen to the podcast. Tweet at us, FantasyFoolsPod on X.
Tell us how terrible we are.
Yes. Or how amazing Brandon is not.
Yeah. That's good too.
Double negative right there.
Well, let's get out of here.
All right. Thank you. Until next time, don't be a fool.
Stay in school. All right.